This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. McCarraker State Park is Fort Bragg's park, deeply woven into the community's story, past and present. Most people enter this gorgeous stretch of ocean, tide pools, forest, coastal prairie, and sand dunes 3 miles north of town, where the visitor center and campgrounds are. But you could start south of Pudding Creek at Glass Beach in Fort Bragg proper, a former dump site where polished pieces of old glass become dazzling finds, a beachcomber's paradise renewed with every high tide. Or begin far to the north near the mouth of Ten Mile River, where the park's Inglenook Fen Ten Mile Dunes Natural Preserve begins. Down on the beach at McCarraker, stroll for hours past white sand beaches, black sand beaches, sheer cliffs and headlands, offshore islands, pounding surf, rocky outcroppings, and abundant tide pools with a view of remote dunes. Or stay atop the low bluff parallel to the shore, taking in ocean views and, in the spring, all those delicate butterfly-speckled wildflowers, baby blue eyes, sea pinks, buttercups, and wild iris. Park appreciation generally separates into the tourist area, crowded, and locals areas, almost desolate. Tourist usage centers around the park's Little Lake Cleone, a fishable freshwater lagoon with wheelchair-accessible boardwalk, near the campgrounds and picnic area. Nearby are a picturesque crescent beach pounded by a thundering shore break and the wheelchair-accessible Laguna Point, popular for watching whales offshore and harbor seals onshore. Locals and visitors alike find solitude to the south and north, historically connected to the lake and campground area by 8 Mile Old Hall Road. This one-time logging road is now being removed within the preserve, along with invasive non-native grasses, because both interfere with natural processes that maintain these almost pristine sand dunes. The miraculous thing about unassuming Fort Bragg is exquisite yet equally unassuming 10-mile dunes, which extend south almost 5 miles to Lake Cleone from 10-mile River, the northern boundary of McCarraker. 10-mile dunes feature unique wetlands, including Sandhill Lake and Inglenook Fen. Inglenook is California's only known coastal fen, home to some rare and endangered plant species. An enduring mystery is why some plants found here otherwise occur only far to the north, from Oregon into British Columbia. Howell's spineflower, a member of the buckwheat family that grows here, is found nowhere else on earth. Not such a mystery is what you can observe here every day, how coastal sand dunes form, downwind of river mouths where rugged coastal extensions block the movements of wind and sand. Waves, ocean currents, and winds steadily move delta sediments deposited by streams and rivers onto land. Sand first accumulates around annual plants, rocks, and other small obstacles. Over time, winds move these embryonic dunes farther onshore, beyond the reach of waves and tides. Sand dunes keep migrating downwind until they get blocked by steep slopes or forests and stabilized by vegetation and moisture, making them a shape-shifting but otherwise permanent presence. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road.